Welcome to KWOS Open Air Saturday with Hal Dooley on News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5.
Good morning, Jefferson City. Rick Combs here sitting in for Hal Dooley, Saturday morning open air. Hope everybody's getting a very good start to their weekend. We've got a good show for you today here on KWOS. We got Josh running the board for me. Thank you in advance, Josh. Doing a good job there. We got a couple of guests for you today. First and foremost, we've got a former state worker, a farmer and rancher, I guess you could call him, and political activist, and even more importantly, husband and grandfather, Vic Rackers, on our first two segments. And then we'll have a veterinarian, my bride, Jill. She's going to be talking with us about the second half of the hour. She's going to be talking with us about acupuncture and weight management for pets. Some good ideas for different owners. Without further ado, Vic Rackers. Good morning, Mr. Vic.
Good morning, Colonel, old buddy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing?
It's good to hear from you. Thanks for having me.
Outstanding, outstanding. First, the top priority in the whole world. How are the grandbabies?
Oh, they're wonderful, wonderful. Been spending a lot of time with them. And we have four now and just had a new one, Bonnie, back in August 7th. And we just love them to death. And our daughter, Jordan, has come back from Jacksonville, Florida, where her husband has been deployed over in Asia, where he flies he flies for the Navy. So,
okay, well, we won't hold that against him that he's in the Navy.
We miss him, but we're glad to have her home.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. You got good kids too. I'll tell you that.
Thank you. How are Jill and Ilsa doing? Haven't seen them for a while.
They're doing fantastic. Ilsa's almost as tall as her mom now. Which is kind of frightening at 11 years old. She's a couple inches away from her mom. And
great.
I cannot believe how big that kid's getting and how she's growing, doing well in school. Thank you for asking.
Must be that Nordic blood, I guess.
It is. It's all that Norwegian blood, I tell you. Hey, let's talk a little bit. You're involved in local politics here, the Republican Club and things, and outside of that as well. What are some of the things on your radar these days?
Well, we had a pretty active week, Rick. Monday, we're active in our Fourth Degree Knights of Columbus at the Helias Council 1054, and we had a great speaker this week. Chris Jarbo came from not Salute to Veterans, but Veterans Appreciation Night, and
right, the Operation Bugle Boy.
There you go. Thank you, Operation Bugle Boy, and gave a great presentation on what they do and what they do for local veterans. And Veterans Appreciation Night is coming up Thursday, November 9th, and that'll be another great event. And I've just recently become active in helping them out. And one thing I was wanting to mention is on Wave 'em if you have 'em is the royal flags that from Candlewood Suites out to St. Martin's Knights of Columbus on again November 9th about 3:45. The trolley will be rolling from Candlewood Suites out to the event center, and if we could, I would like to encourage everyone or as many people as possible to just come out, wave your flags, and appreciate the veterans, and just make them feel special on their way out there. And if you need more information, you can get a hold of me or Mike Flanagan runs that, and he does a great job with that. So, go ahead.
Well, absolutely, Operation Bugle Boy. I would ask that anybody get involved with that could. I've worked with them a few times. Been on the executive committee for Chris Jarbo. Jarbo's a great guy. Chris Jarbo's a great guy. Fantastic cause and. It's very worthwhile, so I would encourage anybody to be check into that a little bit.
Absolutely. We had a planning meeting Tuesday night, and I had the honor to sit by the legendary Warren Crutch and the legendary Pete Atkins and the honorable former Sheriff Greg White. So just a bunch of very good individuals that are involved with the organization. So, And then Wednesday night, I just played a little golf with friends. First time I played golf, really don't... golf, but that's nice to get out on the Meadow Lake course. And then Thursday, we had the Pregnancy Help Center dinner. And if people aren't aware of what Pregnancy Help Center does, but it helps, just as it says, it helps people who are women and couples who are pregnant that just need assistance, maybe whether it be financial, whether it can just be counseling, advice, just anything that they can provide, ultrasound. And the guest speaker there was Dan Culp. He was they have actually adopted Down syndrome babies from China and the Ukraine. Just unbelievable that the compassion that him and his wife have. He came all the way from New York to join us. And Senator Bernskutter did a nice job as MC. So it was a very nice evening. And I'm actually calling in from deep in the Ozarks this morning. We some friends and I loaded up and brought our horse and mules. And we are down in Eminence, Missouri, and riding at Cross Country Trail Ride. And the weather's beautiful down here, besides a little rain and the fall colors, and just out enjoying nature.
Oh, that's got to be fantastic. Boy, you can't overestimate something like that, can you? Getting out in nature and looking around and enjoying all the beauty around you.
Oh, the Jack's Fork River is just wonderful. We're camped right by it, and there's just, it's just amazing. If you're not familiar with Eminence and Cross Country Trail Ride, this weekend is the last weekend in the year, and there were 600 different people here. And then on a regular weekend, they have over 1,000, and it's amazing how many people come from all over the country know about this place. If you see horse trailers rolling up and down Highway 63, that's probably where they're going or coming from.
Outstanding. I was going to say, just a minute ago, there are so many opportunities to get involved in Jefferson City and Cole County. But in addition to that, as you mentioned, Jack's Fork River and Eminence and all that, and the trail that you're on, there are a whole lot of opportunities in the state of Missouri to get out and enjoy nature, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a very diverse state, you know, and from the north to the south. And I hadn't been down here in quite a while, but it's nice to be back and just enjoying the Ozarks.
That's right. We always enjoy our time down, going down towards Branson and anything in the south. You know, it's really different, especially from the north, isn't it? If you get up above Chillicothe and everything like that.
Sure.
It's just like night and day, like night and day.
Go ahead, Rick.
No, you go ahead.
I just wanted to mention we got our son married off back in September. I don't know if you had known that. He flies for the Air Force, and he came back from Japan, and we had a really nice, he married a wonderful girl from, she actually grew up in Illinois, but then met her in Oregon. We had a wonderful wedding out in Boise, and they honeymooned on their way to Florida, where he is training on the F-35, and he will have his first flight in the F-35 on Tuesday. He's transitioning from the F-15 to the F-35, so we're really happy and happy for them and proud of him. And
is he at Eglin Air Force Base? I take it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
You probably visited there once before.
Oh, a few times. A few times. Right. Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for your service. If everyone isn't aware, the service you put in for our country.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and it was an honor. I always tell people it was an honor to serve, and some of my best days, you know. And people say, well, those days are behind you. And I said, yeah, but you never forget the camaraderie and the teamwork and all that. And it's just fantastic experience. But
they're just different best days today, Rick.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations to your son and new daughter-in-law. We've got to go pay a few bills here, but we'll be right back with another segment with Vic Rackers, and we'll talk a little more about politics, I suppose. And Vic, you hang in there with us, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
So you run an awesome business that you want everyone to know about. But instead of you shouting it from the mountaintops, why not let someone else do the talking? At Zimmer Communications, we'll show you what can happen when you use our DJs as your influencers. They'll help build your brand through creative, engaging content. And with their large social media following, it'll increase both the visibility and credibility of your business. Zimmer Communications. You know business. We grow business. ZimmerCommunications.com.
Bourbon and barbecue sauce together as one at Buffalo Wild Wings? Bet I know how it happened. One night at a dimly lit B-dubs, smooth bourbon bumped into tangy barbecue sauce. They chat, flirt, bat eyelashes. B-dubs barbecue goes home with bourbon. Some hickory incense is lit. It's a full-on seduction when they just, hey, ho, sorry, you know what? Got carried away there. It's just this bourbon barbecue sauce is that good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar.
Limited time only while supplies last. Please drink responsibly.
I'm Brian from Witt Print Shop. I really enjoy the relationships that we have with every one of our customers. It's more personal. You don't go online. You don't fill out forms. You always know who you're going to get when you call the shop. Literally within 24 hours, I can get you a bid. We compete with the big guys, but the difference is we're not a big guy. We are the small business that you want to do business with.
Witt Print Shop. It's time to get with it. So much more than ink and paper.
WittPrintShop.com.
The Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association is excited to invite you to their annual gala on November 3rd with a roaring 20s theme of putting on the Ritz. This year's gala is a can't-miss celebration to support the nearly 13,000 children in foster care. Enjoy silent and live auctions, a fantastic meal, and hear from those directly helping families in need. Get your tickets today at MoFosterAdopt.com. CMFCAA, where families grow.
Attention! Corporal Dooley is in the building on KWOS.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back. Rick Combs here on Saturday Morning Open Air, sitting in for Hal Dooley. He's AWOL today, but he does that from time to time. You're here on KWOS, 104.5 on FM and 950 on the AM dial. We still do have some AM, I understand. We've got Josh working the board, doing a good job today. And online with us from the Ozarks, the wild and wonderful Ozarks, we have Vic Rackers. Welcome back, Vic.
Hey, Rick. Thank you very much. One thing I wanted to talk about before we get too far into politics. Last year, we formed the Capital Chapter of the Missouri Right to Life. And if people aren't familiar with the Right to Life, they actively try to influence legislation, pro-life legislation at the Capitol, and protect the unborn. So we formed a local chapter, and we have a dozen or so wonderful people that are very interested in protecting life at the Capitol and in the state of Missouri. And in that regard, if everyone isn't aware, the pro-abortion side is in the process of getting an initiative petition ballot language finalized so they can go out and collect signatures to get it on the ballot. And we've had some setbacks with different rulings from the courts, and so it's at the Court of Appeals in Kansas City, and but it's I believe it's going to be actually ruled on tomorrow. So I just want to encourage everyone, when this initiative petition starts coming around, I would encourage you to decline. Our program is going to be declined to sign. We do not, our stance is we do not want to put abortion back on the ballot. We want to keep Missouri pro-life. We want to be civilized in Missouri. We don't want to kill our unborn babies in the womb. I mean, in 2023, if we can't agree that to protect and stand up for life. I don't know what we can stand up for. So just wanted to put that on everyone's radar, encourage them to get active and decline to sign, and even, you know, be active, join us, or even if it gets on the ballot in the future, just do whatever you can to protect the life of unborn babies in Missouri. So, and if you would like to join us and help us and protect, defend life, my number is 690-2901, and we would like anyone and everyone to join our cause. So just want to get that in and make sure that we're very passionate about life and just try to improve the life of children and inborn in the state of Missouri and keep it that way.
Outstanding. Amen on that. And I like that little term, decline to sign. That sounds good.
Absolutely. And I apologize to Jill that you giving me first billing this morning, Rick. I hope you're not in trouble for that.
Well, I might be. We'll find out when I go home. That's the way it works typically. But anyway, let's talk a little bit. One of the big topics, the Congress and the Speaker of the House. What was your take on that?
Well, I'm very optimistic about Mike Johnson. He's when I was aware he was on my radar before. I watch some YouTube videos. I watch some congressional hearings, and he's a very direct, straight-spoken congressman from the state of Louisiana. You know, a social conservative, and hopefully a fiscal conservative, and a man of faith. And I was very encouraged. I think McCarthy was just sort of Pelosi light. He really wasn't accomplishing anything. Yeah, they were having hearings on stuff, but they really weren't. They weren't accomplishing. They weren't moving the dial. And I think Matt Gaetz and the eight, you know, did our country a service, because I believe we were moving in a different direction. Jim Jordan, I love Jim Jordan. He started the Freedom Caucus, but I was a little concerned that maybe he was too close to McCarthy, and so I'm very encouraged about Mike Johnson, and hopefully we can turn the tables a little bit. We can maybe impeach the individual who's got our border, just leaves our border open. We can stop funding some of the things that the federal government shouldn't be doing. And we can maybe make a difference. Until they have the Senate, obviously they're not going to be make a lot of substantial changes, but they can defund and maybe start protecting our values. And if you watch Mike Johnson's 10 points or 8 points of being a conservative, that was very, very good, and I couldn't agree more. So, like I said, I'm very optimistic about maybe we can start to set things right again, and maybe, you know, offset what the Biden administration is doing.
Absolutely. I tell you about Mike Johnson. I knew a little bit about him, but when this whole process started to remove McCarthy and he was formally removed, I started hearing a lot of names: Tom Emmer from Minnesota, Jim Jordan, of course, a bevy of names came out there. But one of the names that really wasn't mentioned initially was Mike Johnson.
Right.
And I was hearing from some of my folks in the D.C. area that that name started floating to the top. And, you know, there was talk about, well, we might get this guy past the moderate Republicans and the super conservative Republicans and all that. And I thought, well, there may be a shot there. When it came down to Johnson and Emmer, I thought Emmer so liberal in so many things, I didn't think that was really going to fly.
Absolutely.
And I thought Johnson was a good, pretty good choice. But we'll see future holds.
Have you seen that report that's saying that McCarthy was backstabbing Scalise and Jordan and basically just working against everyone until he didn't have a plan to he even tried to work against in a vote in caucus. He tried to keep Johnson from getting on there, but he didn't really have a plan to prevent him from getting in. So but that was just very disappointing. I haven't trusted McCarthy since he used to live with Frank Luntz, you know, the liberal post, pollster. So
yeah.
I'm just optimistic, and hopefully we've on a better track.
Well, it's funny, and you talk about power politics and inside the Beltway and all that. I've heard the reports of McCarthy trying to submarine Scalise and Jim Jordan and others, and I've heard reports of Scalise trying to submarine McCarthy and Jim Jordan. So it's a cutthroat world, especially when you get up to that speaker level and all that, you know, and third in line from the presidency and all that. It's big boy politics, I guess.
Absolutely. But like I said, I'm encouraged. Mike Johnson didn't want the job. You know, it really wasn't on, you know, I understand wasn't on his radar until 3 days before. And so.
That's my understanding, too.
Hopefully it's a nice, fresh start.
Yeah, my understanding, too. He wasn't one of the many names that were thrown out there. He wasn't actively seeking it. So maybe that's the best option of all.
Our speaker in Missouri appears to have been double dipping. Or did they have the hearing on? Did they have the hearing, or did they release anything on that?
That's developing. My understanding is, now don't take this to the bank because I don't know for sure, but the last I heard, they were going to form a committee to investigate and all that, and give him obviously his chance to have his side of it. But sounds like a mess.
I understand that he controls the committee, so it's apparently been going on since 2018 is what the news reports are. But you know, I don't know if a regular person would get by with that. But I guess we'll see if the Speaker of the House does.
Time will tell, but that'll come quick. That's for sure.
On a different topic, Rick, did they catch the Lewiston murderer?
My understanding is the last report I got, they found him with what they believe is self-inflicted bullet wound. So he has apparently committed suicide, or that's the official story.
Well, unfortunately, that's probably one of the better endings that we could have played out. So it's just it's just tragic. But so
that's another one of those that leaves more questions than answers. This guy obviously has mental issues, and and his family now is saying, "Well, yeah, we thought he was kind of off the." You know,
had
off
they,
the reservation.
Had they taken his gun rights away? You know, that I had read that report too, that he was mentally ill, and he shouldn't have had a firearm. But you know, gun laws don't work on for criminals. You know, you know, if they want to kill somebody, not having a gun is not going to stop them anyway. So
that's absolutely
the,
true.
You can make all the gun more. You can try to restrict our Second Amendment all the more, even though it says in the Constitution it should not be infringed upon. But criminals don't follow the law, and that's that may be news to some people. But criminals don't usually follow the law. So
absolutely. Well, and you can make a case that many criminals are mentally ill, but they somehow get a weapon, whether it's a knife, a gun, a machete, a car, a bus,
absolutely.
Whatever. You know, so absolutely. You can make that case. Hey, before we go here, we've got just a couple more minutes. Your thoughts, the presidential caucus. We've gone from a primary to a caucus, and my understanding it's going to be Saturday, March 2nd. Are you going to be at said caucus?
It's not really on my radar yet. You know, we participated in the caucus in the past, and, I believe it's a moot point that President Trump is going to be the nominee unless they can somehow indict him on some, pardon the pun, but trumped up charges or convict him, I should say. But so I don't know if the caucus is really going to be that necessary or useful this time around. But when it's not, when there's not more competition in the party, but I'm not sure if I will be that'll be on my radar or not. But
understand.
One other thing, Rick, what's the latest on Israel? I've sort of been out of pocket the last day or so, but have they done a ground invasion?
Yeah, that has begun apparently, and all forms of communication and energy and resources have been cut off to Gaza, and massive assault going on. That's the last I heard.
Has anyone responded to our attacks on Syria?
Yeah, U.S. forces, F-16s, and I think some F-18s have struck some sites in Iraq and Syria.
Right. I was and just so, wondering if they had retaliated back against us in any way.
Well, the rocket attacks are still going, as far as I understand. But you know, there's not a lot of clear picture on what's going on over there. You know, they took them a few days to say that we had a couple of dozen service members injured, and we don't know how badly they're injured. So, and then there are reports out of Al Jazeera and several other sources that there are U.S. troops on the ground in Gaza. So that's
we have a neighbor. We have a neighbor's son that's in Syria, and we just. Well, I don't know. We've destabilized the Middle East, and we are sponsoring terrorism, it appears, and it's just it's a terrible mess that we're in, unfortunately. But what I'll never understand. I guess someone smarter than me will have to teach me why. Explain to me the hatred of Jews. I mean, I never grew up like that. I never grew up.
Well, that's the hatred
of any other religion, and I just don't understand that. A religion that tells you to kill people of another religion just doesn't seem like much of a religion to me.
So. I tell you, we may have to save that one. We've got about a minute to go. We have to save that one for another time. Very, very complex. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that. That may be a good topic for a future show. I'll tell you what. Vic, great having you on with us. You be safe down there. Have fun. Enjoy God's creation down there. And all the best to your family, the new grandbabies and all that. And prayers for your son and son-in-law that are in the military in these dark times. And other than that, have a blessed weekend.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Rick. It's always a pleasure. Give my best to Jill and Elsa, and have a great weekend when you get off of the air. We'll have to get together soon sometime.
Absolutely. Use well, my brother. And everybody out there, please stay tuned for the second half of the show. We'll have Dr. Jill Brady on, and she'll be discussing some medical things for your little loved ones. KWOS.
Here's a free sample of Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
They don't watch any broadcast television. They're all YouTube.
I once gave my kids like a survey to fill out, and it was like, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite, you know, color? And it said, what's your favorite channel? And they put HDMI 2. Oh. Because that was the thing you got to get.
Wake Up Mid-Missouri. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS. Here's a free sample of Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
That's the same noise I made when my friend said, I just tattooed this lady's name on my body that I'm not married to. I said,
kind of creepy when you play it by yourself.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
You suck.
That's right.
Wake up, Mid-Missouri. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS.
Dad says if you're on time for the ball game, you're late. But Mom says with mobile banking from Jefferson Bank, we'll always be the first ones on the field. She can do our banking right from the bleachers, which means she won't miss a single play.
At Jefferson Bank, save time with mobile banking and deposit your checks from anywhere. After all, time is the name of the game. When you're ready, there's more. Jefferson-Bank.com, a division of the Central Trust Bank, member FDIC, and MLS number 407985.
As the 2024 election draws closer, multiple crises batter Washington. A twice-impeached president facing 4 criminal trials.
This is not even possible. 4 over the next last couple of months. And frankly, it discredits everything. There's no basis for him.
And a sitting president now facing his own impeachment drama.
I think this is part of the right-wing's misinformation machine to try to confuse people.
As the news unfolds from Capitol Hill, we'll make sure you know the facts. News Radio 950 KWOS. Catching you up on all things Jefferson City. It's Hal Dooley on KWOS.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Combs here, sitting in for the Corporal Hal Dooley, who happens to be AWOL. He and Miss Ann are out roaming around, and we're on KWOS 104.5 on the FM and 950 on AM. Saturday morning open air. We had a great guest the first half of the show. In the second half, we have my spouse, my lovely bride, Dr. Jill, who is a veterinarian at Westside Veterinary Clinic, and she's on with us now to talk a little bit about your little loved ones. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. So you had Vic on before me, huh?
I know. I'm in deep trouble. I realize that, but... Well, that won't happen again. We'll have to readjust on that one next time.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you want to talk about? As you're calling live from Westside Veterinary Clinic over on the west side of Jeff City, let me know some things that are going on in the veterinary world right now.
Well, it's always good to talk about winter and your pets. What to do, what not to do, especially now that we've got some cold weather finally coming. Which is hopefully some relief for my allergy patients right now. But there's some things to be aware of course, with cold weather. If you have outdoor pets, things, you know, fairly standard, but that you would think of, you know, a good shelter to have them, have for them. Access to water that does not freeze would be something else that's important. I think most dogs that I see anymore these days, though, are inside pets, and so you don't have to worry quite so much about that. But if you do have dogs like we have that have very little body fat and very little hair, you might want to think about a coat for them for when they go outdoors. Even if you have some that have really sensitive feet, some booties for them if they're going to be out in the snow or anything like that for long periods of time. I'm personally hoping for snow this winter. I know some people aren't, but I like a little snow. So, but then if we do have snow and ice, of course, as we always do here in Missouri, you got to be careful with the products that they put down on sidewalks and roads for pets. Make sure that, again, if they can wear booties. If not, if you have something down on the sidewalks, make sure that you rinse their feet off. A lot of them are now pet safe, thank goodness, but not all of them. So make sure that you do wash their feet off. So making sure that they're warm. If it's really too cold for you to be out for long periods of time, it is for them as well. And so just a little common sense goes a long way.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the ice melt versus the old-fashioned salt, right?
Right. And I don't know what they use on the roads these days. It seems like it varies depending on where you are in the county. But, some of that stuff is fine, is not a problem. But I always feel like err on the side of caution. I have seen dogs that have licked some of that stuff off, and it makes them, sick to their stomach.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about acupuncture. Did you want to talk about something that you're certified in, one of the few in the state?
Sure, yes, of course. I do a lot of acupuncture. I do a lot of acupuncture, which is great. It's really become very popular, which is great because it's a very effective modality that you can use for pets for pain and for other issues behavioral issues. Sometimes I use it for probably the most common thing I see for dogs is osteoarthritis, but also back pain, back problems causing neurologic issues where they can't walk or they're severely painful. A lot of times I'll see these dogs after they have already had pain medication upon pain medication upon pain medication, and they're still having horrible neck pain. I see them a lot for acupuncture, and we're seeing great results with that. It's kind of a funny side note is I've had two clients in the last 2 weeks tell me, and oh, by the way, my dog doesn't snore anymore. So apparently I need to start advertising that it helps with snoring as well.
And behavior modification, right?
Yeah, to some extent, it's mostly for things like noise phobias, or I had a cat that was damaging his tail. He was chewing on his tail and causing severe damage to it, to the point where he'd had two surgeries, one finally to amputate part of it because he had damaged it so much by chewing on it. So I think that was more of not necessarily an emotional issue, but more of a possibly a neurologic issue. But I do see I get a lot of calls from people saying, do you think acupuncture helps for this? And I always tell people, you know what, you never really know, because we know to some extent how acupuncture works. It helps with local pain. It helps with neurologic pain. And we know a little bit about how it does it, but there's a lot that we don't know about acupuncture and how it works. And I'd have this happen a lot where I have a lot of times where I will have unintended consequences almost from acupuncture that are positive. And you go, well, that's not what I was treating for, but that's what I got. And so I think it's it has, again, a lot of far-reaching possibilities, and we don't even really know what all of them are. So I always tell people, try it. If you don't feel like it works, then you haven't really lost anything. You know, it's really hard to hurt an animal with acupuncture. So it's a safe modality. I even have cats that are they're very easy to treat. Most dogs, I think, really actually enjoy it. You know, you would think putting 10 to 15 needles in an animal would make them upset, but we use lots of snacks and things, and I've had pets fall asleep and during the treatment, and so it's a pretty positive thing.
And you've got customers come from all over, right? Columbia, Blackwater, and down around the lake, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm getting to the point where I'm so busy. I had to stop taking clients for regular veterinary medicine because I'm seeing so many acupuncture patients. I do believe there are some people who are doing acupuncture in Columbia now. There's a gal who's doing it there, and I think there's one at the lake. So thank goodness there are more people out there. And I encourage people, if you have any questions about it, I have most of my staff have also been trained. They're trained acupuncture technicians, so they don't do treatments, but they know how to answer questions. They know what it can and can't do. If people have questions, I would encourage them to call and ask. And if you're far away, you know, maybe we can help you find an acupuncturist who is close to you. I would encourage a veterinary acupuncturist as opposed to a human acupuncturist. Nothing against them. They do an excessive amount of training, just like we do. But just there are certain conditions for pets that are different than what people experience.
Absolutely. And what is that number they can call if they have a question about acupuncture?
Sure. They can reach us at 573-893-7707.
Outstanding. Well, can you stay on for one more break? We've got to go to a commercial break now. And I think if you can stay one more break, we'll talk about pet weight management. How about that?
Absolutely.
Outstanding Saturday morning open air.
Well, here you go again. The slow walk into work, knowing you'll be doing the exact same thing you've done for 9 years. Again and again and again. Burnout is real. And if you're feeling it, maybe you need a change. So check out MidMoHires.com. If you're someone who needs variety, new challenges, and something that will expand your skill set, your next career could be waiting for you at MidMoHires.com. Great local companies hiring great local people. MidMoHires.com.
You made the right decision to invest in gold and precious metals, but now you're stuck with more questions and can't even get a straight answer on what your metals are worth. Not online, and not from your broker. When they finally answer your call, don't get faked with fool's gold. If you've already invested in precious metals or need a portfolio review to turn your confusion into confidence, you need to call Thor Metals Group, 866-801-THOR. Real investments that really pay off. ThorMetalsGroup.com.
This is Phil Freeman
and Ryan Freeman from Freeman Mortuary.
We are so proud of the service our team provides to our families.
And we are also proud to share what some families have shared with us.
Brittany tells us, where is the 6-star option? I can't say enough great things about Freeman. Bree made one of the worst times in our lives so easy.
For 3 generations, creating meaningful ceremonies as unique as your loved one since 1961. FreemanMortuary.com.
It's only been in your life for a few years, but it's always there when you need it. Carrying your weight on its shoulders, it's shown you more places than you've ever thought possible. And when you say you don't know where you'd be without it, we know you mean it. Vogel Insurance Group knows your car is one of a kind, so make sure to give it one-of-a-kind insurance with Vogel.
This is Rick Prather. For over 75 years, our business has grown by finding you the best coverage at the best rate.
Vogel!
Have taken over the entire
entire neighborhood. They took out the Thompsons, the Joneses, and the Smiths.
I don't know how much longer we can hold on.
Calm down, soldier. Reinforcements are on the way. Holy protector of pest control.
Steve's pest control is currently en route.
As the season changes, you may notice spiders, wasps, and mice trying to enter your home. But don't worry, the pros of Steve's Pest Control are ready for battle. Before the fall invasion attacks your property, calmly, quietly, pick up your phone and call us at Steve's Pest Control. We've been protecting businesses, homes, and neighborhoods all over Central Missouri for years, and we can protect yours too. I'm Steve with Steve's Pest Control. We will eliminate your pest problem and stop the fall pest invasion. I guarantee it.
KWOS Saturday Open Air with Hal Dooley and the whole crew.
Good morning once again. Rick Combs sitting in for the Corporal Hal Dooley here on KWOS, the Saturday morning open air show. And I've got Josh on the board here. He's been doing a great job. Got to give him some love. And online, I have my lovely bride, Jill. She is a veterinarian at Westside Vet Clinic. Talked about acupuncture. We talked about a few items over the winter time for your pets. I know, Jill, welcome back, by the way. You know, in the United States, there's a problem now with people being overweight and obesity, but that also mirrors in our pet population, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And it's something that I've been seeing growing, ironically enough, growing here definitely over the last 10, 15 years. But it's really reached a point where it's, as in people, being overweight and not even obese, just being overweight affects so many parts of your body that you don't realize. And we see, I can't remember the exact numbers, I think the latest study that I read says that it's close to, it's over 60% of dogs are overweight, and similar for cats. And I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I had a cat come in that was actually in a good weight. And some of that is not necessarily, it's not really necessarily our fault. I think a lot of pets are leading more, you know, cats, if you make them an indoor pet, which is safer for them, a lot of times doesn't allow them to exercise as much as they should. You know, we've been really good about feeding them good diets. You know, there's a lot of great options out there, and the dry foods are so easy. And I think we feed them and we don't realize that we're overfeeding them. And the weight comes on so gradually that you don't see it. And a lot of times I will tell people when they bring their pets in for exams, yes, you know, your dog is sometimes 20, 30 pounds overweight, or, you know, for a little dog, your dog is 2 pounds overweight. And they kind of look at me, and you can see them thinking, this lady's crazy. What is she talking about? My dog is perfect. And then when we show them pictures of dogs that add an ideal weight or cats at an ideal weight, you can just see the connect is not there. And so I think what's happened is gradually over time, the sight picture has changed. And so what used to look healthy to us as far as our pets is now much bigger than it used to be. So our job as veterinarians is to re-educate people and then give them the tools to try to help them get the weight off of these pets, because it's not easy, just like it's not easy for us, but it's very important because it really does affect, it affects their joints, having that fat and the not just that to be carrying around, but because it creates inflammation in the joints, actually causes these pets to have so much inflammation that it creates early osteoarthritis. And we're seeing dogs and cats that are having osteoarthritis so much earlier in their lives than they used to. And for some of these dogs, it literally shaves off about 2 years of their lives. They've done studies to show that that it creates, especially in bigger dogs, so much inflammation and osteoarthritis that they literally cannot carry their bodies anymore, and so they have to be euthanized. So it really is. It's an epidemic, and it's a huge problem, and it's something that most people don't see. But I guarantee if you look at your pets and you think they look good, they probably are a little overweight, and I think it's a big conversation that you need to have with your veterinarian.
Yeah, and when you look at your individual pets, I think the biggest recommendation would be to take it to your vet and get their opinion, right, on about what the right weight is for your pet.
Absolutely, because you need to know. You need to have a plan. You need to know, A, how much should my pet weigh? Because most people, if you're using the feeding guide on your bag of food or cans of food or whatever, most people will feed them according to what their pets currently weigh. If your pet needs to lose weight, you need to be feeding them according to what they should weigh. And then also, that does not include any sort of treats or table scraps or anything else that you're giving. So anything else that you're giving is adding to that. And again, these feeding guides are also based on they're assuming that your pet is getting the best amount of exercise that it needs to get per day. So it's saying, hey, this pet is active. This pet is doing it. So you have to take all of that into consideration. You can't just go out and say, well, my dog is overweight, so I'm just going to cut back on their food. Because if you do that, again, if you're going under what your pet should be getting for that size of dog, then you could potentially not be giving it the nutrients and the things that it needs to have. So it's unfortunately not as simple as just saying, hey, we're just going to cut back on the food. There are other things that need to go along with it, and that's a conversation for your veterinarian. We have some really good diets out there that that do work to get weight off of these pets. One is Hill's Metabolic. It's a fantastic diet. I think it's the best one I've ever seen to get weight off of pets. And if you stick with it, they will lose the weight. But again, a lot of it too is this is the part that's on us, is that we have to say, okay, I'm going to stick with this. I'm not going to love my dog by giving them food. I'm going to love them by helping them lose weight and helping them have exercise and be energetic, and I'm going to love them that way. And it's hard because, as you know, we've got dogs that have the big brown eyes, and they look at you and you're like, well, of course you can lick out my yogurt cup, So it's hard. It's not easy, but it's a good conversation to have with your veterinarian.
And talk to us real quick about success rate. You have had a pretty good success rate with these new feeding schedules.
Again, yeah, there, depending on what food you use, and that's why you really need, you can't just go buy these foods over the counter. They're prescription diets. And that's why you really need to talk to your veterinarian, because you need a plan. You need to know how much food weight your pet needs to lose. So you need to know, how much of this food do I need to feed? What kind of treats can I give? I usually like to work in some treats too, because we like to give our pets and dogs and cats treats too. So, we like to, that's our job, is to sit down and really help you come up with a plan so that you can be successful, because we want these, they don't live long enough. We want these guys around as long as we can have them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I need to lose a few more pounds. Maybe I can get some of that metabolic stuff.
Oh, I would love to feed you dog kibble. Yes, that would make my life a lot easier.
That would be good. What else is going on around Westside Vet Clinic these days?
Let's see. Well, we're busy, busy. We had our, this month we did our, we have a little open house that we do. We do a pet blessing. So we did that this year. We're really, getting geared up for winter. We're busy, busy, busy. As are most vet clinics. I understand it's a packed world out there. I feel bad because we have people call and they want to get in right away. And we have, since the pandemic, have just been so crazy busy. We're booked out. We're looking more like dentist's office than a vet clinic. It's hard. We work to get people in, but it's just been crazy.
Wow. Yeah. It does sound like you guys are busy.
Yeah.
And so are you doing more acupuncture than you are just regular vet medicine now? I know you still have your surgery days, but are you doing more acupuncture now than you were?
I am definitely doing more than I was. I think every year I do more and more, but I am still doing more regular medicine than I am acupuncture still. But it's becoming more and more. I think last year, maybe it was the year before, I did like 365 acupuncture treatments. So if you look at that, that's one a day, which, you think, hey, that's not that many. But again, it's becoming, every day I have at least 2 to 3 acupuncture appointments. And I tell you what, I just love them. I love them because it's a great chance. We put the needles in and then we sit in there and talk and relax. And I really get to know my patients and my clients really well. And it's some of the best time. It's the best time.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. So we've talked about the pet weight management. We've talked about acupuncture. talked about some winter considerations. Any other thing on your radar that you'd like the public to know about right now?
I think the big thing is don't let your pets go without having an annual exam. Don't wait until your pet has an emergency to try to find a veterinarian, because right now we are, again, the vet clinics in town are slammed. We're busy. We are very busy. A lot of us are not taking new clients on because we can't do that and continue to give the service that we want to for our current clients and patients. So when you get a new pet, you immediately go out and start looking for a new veterinarian. You make that connection, you get that first exam in, and you've got your foot in the door. And then if there's an emergency or if there's a problem, then you're already established. And make sure that you, again, that you get those pets in for yearly exams. It's so important, because those are the times that we look at them and we find things that could potentially be a problem for them, and we can usually take care of them before they become a real problem, like dental disease. Oh my goodness, we see so many pets that come in with teeth that are in such bad shape, and it's so hard to get people to understand that if they get it taken care of before their pet starts losing teeth, that there's so much that we can do to help them. So again, just get them in regularly and establish that relationship with a veterinarian.
That sounds good. And I think about a year ago, maybe, I had Beth McGeorge in here talking about real estate considerations. You guys would hire her back, wouldn't you, if she wanted to come back?
In a heartbeat, as she knows, she's welcome anytime. But yeah, I think she's doing pretty well for herself.
Yeah, so. She's one of my favorite people. She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
Yep.
Okay, well, we really do appreciate you coming on today, and I'll see you guys pretty soon. We've got a greyhound, and we've got a brand new chihuahua in the house for our daughter, and they don't have a lot of fur, and we've got to watch them this winter, that's for sure. Thanks again for coming on. Want to thank everybody in the listening audience. We'll be back again soon. Check us out again next Saturday. Hopefully Mr. Howell will be back, the corporal, and have a wonderful weekend. Let freedom ring. Thank you very much.